912 Virginians statewide that completed a phone or online survey in mid-November for the Institute for Policy and Opinion Research at Roanoke College said inflation is still a top concern, but less than it was in August in the quarterly survey. Dr. Alice Cassens is a senior analyst.
If you look overall at the averages, inflation is, depending on which metric you look at, is right around 3%, which is certainly a little higher than we would like it to be. Target is 2%, which is what the Federal Reserve prefers. So we're well above that, but it's not rising rapidly.
And it's much lower than the 9% rate at the height of the pandemic when supply chain issues helped raise costs as well.
And that was shocking. It was really hard on pocketbooks, and that took a while for people to recover from, because even if price growth fell down to 2 to 3%, it didn't make prices cheaper, right? It was just slowing down the rate of growth. But I think consumers are starting to get more used to the slower, steady growth.
Almost 23% of Virginians said their finances are better now than a year ago. 39% says it's a good time to purchase large, durable goods. And the Virginia Consumer Sentiment Index is virtually unchanged since the August report, far outpacing the national average. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.